Good evening. First of all, I want to give honor to God, the Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and my pastor, Dr. Michael A. Evans, Sr. You know the old saying, he didn't have to do it, he did it, and I'm glad about it. I also want to say, in spite of all that's going on today, yesterday, and the days to come, God still is on the throne. God still sits on the throne, and God is taking care of business. And because of that, our God deserves our praise. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. If you have your Bibles, our scripture reading would be John chapter 19, verse number 30. John 19, verse 30. And it reads, NIV, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John said, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Amen, amen. For a subject, I just want to use what we were given. It is finished. It is finished. Many times we use the phrase, I'm finished or I'm done. But have you ever wondered what it really means? What does it mean when someone says, it is finished? When you finish something, you're usually saying that what you're doing is done. You're saying that it's completed or the task has ended. You're usually satisfied with the result, and there is no need for any changes to be made. You know, it's sort of your seal of approval. You stamp it yourself. You said that it is finished. Let's take concrete, for instance. You take some water and you add some rocks and a little cement and you mix them together to get concrete. And then after you mix it together, someone placed an order, and on the way while it's being delivered to the location, it's on the truck and it's mixing and it's being beaten up in what's called the drum. Then when you get to the location where you're going to pull the slab, you let the chute down and you push the concrete down the chute. And after the concrete get down the chute and get in a place where it needs to be, you pull out the tool that's called the jitterbug. You take the jitterbug and you want to jitterbug it because you want to level it all out. Then that's done. You grab your mop and you get your mop and you smooth it on out. But after all that work is done, all the jitterbugging and the mopping and the pulling is still not finished. It's still not finished. That's because it still has to set up and harden, and then finally a finish is applied. Once the finish is applied, it eventually makes the concrete surface functional, serviceable, and attractive. But until it has gone through its full process, it is not finished. John records that when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Well, what is Jesus talking about? What is finished? What Jesus is saying is that all the suffering that he had gone through and that his work here on earth, it is now finished. No more was he going to be lied on, questioned, whipped, or even spit on, because he had completed what the Father had for him to do. That's finished. That's being finished. Listen, life is filled with a lot of ups and downs. You're going to be shaken up. You're going to be pushed around. You may even doubt yourself. There are going to be times where you feel alone and times where you wonder what's next and you say to yourself that I'm done, but I want to tell you today that you're not done. Get up and keep doing God's will. You have to make it to the finishing process. You might be at the mixing process or even the push-through process. or the alone process. You may be in the still process. But I want to tell you, hold on and keep going. Because you're not finished until God says you're finished. Just as Jesus demonstrated to us that he was finished when our Father's will had been completed, we need to do the same. Acts 2 and 23 tells us that this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. John also writes, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Listen, they didn't take his life. He gave it up. He bowed his head, not out of weakness, but out of strength. Go with me to Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. Here's what it says, verse number 5. It says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. That's strength. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's strength. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. That's strength. With his stripes, we are healed. That's strength. Verse number 6 go on to say that all we like sheep have gone astray. That's a weakness. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's a weakness. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That ain't nothing but strength. The bowing of his head shows his submission to the Father's will and his obedience to death. It is finished. It is finished. I told you before, until the concrete process is finished, it is not functional. It is not serviceable and it's not attractive. Until God says you're functional, you're serviceable, and attractive for him, you're not finished. Until Jesus said it is finished, we were hardened sinners. We had not gone through our finishing process. But once we go through the process, we will be cleaned up. We will be molded so that we too can be functional. We too can be serviceable, and we too can be attracted to his people and for his kingdom. But oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. He gave us the victory cry. We don't have to cry alone because he's already given us the cry. Listen, he was talked about, but it's finished. He was lied on, but it's finished. He was bruised, but it's finished. The world that he created was against him, but it is finished. There will be no more sacrifices because it is finished. No other form of payment is needed because it is finished. Let me tell you, nothing can separate us from the love of our Father because Jesus said it is finished and no more can come out of it. It is finished. It is finished. Romans 8 and 31 says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? With the Lord on your side, nobody can stand against you. So why don't you think like a victor and not a victim? Because God said it is finished. Romans 8 and 37 says, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Let me tell you, God's been good to me. Had it not been for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. Had it not been for the Lord, I don't know what I was doing. But one day, God saw something in me and decided that I wasn't finished. He took his time and he molded me back in place. Set me straight. Got me on the right track. Let me tell you, I feel like the centurion. When the centurion shouted, he said, surely, amen, surely this is the Son of God. Let me tell you, don't say you're finished until God said it's finished. God bless you and God keep you.